We are back at Sastel Center. A 4-3 overtime victory tonight for the Blades over the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and joined by the winning goaltender from right here in Saskatoon. His folks billeted Blades players in the past, Ethan Chadwick. Now ring the cowbell. Goodness gracious. You'd think after a few years I'd have these folks figured out and trained, eh? Congratulations. Exactly.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you up here. I've been meaning to have this happen for quite a while, and, well, between COVID and results not being what they needed to be, maybe some nights on your starts, finally we get that opportunity. Tell me about this one. What's it like to win a game at home at Sastel Center in front of fans and friends and family and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, obviously for me it means just a little bit more because I've grown up having season tickets here for the Blades for almost 10 years now, and I've watched a lot of players and goalies play for this team, and it makes it all that more special when I can go out there and get a win for the guys.
Okay, we're going to dive into that aspect here a little bit more in a moment, but I want to ask more about the game. As far as this one goes, they kept coming back. They weren't going to let you guys get away. You'd get a lead, and they'd come back and tie. How tough a game was this for a goaltender in order to win?
Yeah, it was a little tough in the second period there because I had a long stretch there where I wasn't getting too many shots, but and that's pretty hard. I just tried to stay with it, keep myself calm in there, and try and stay focused. But in the third, yeah, they came out. They were really pressuring us, and I was just focusing on making the next save.
What was your best save of the night?
I think probably the one in the third with 4 minutes left, kind of just a broken down play in front of the net. And I don't know who it was on their team, but they just got a quick backhand off, and I was just able to stop it with my toe.
Yeah. There was one that you also made with your left toe where you did the splits kind of, and it was a shot from a little ways out. But if you don't get the toe on it, it may have gone post and in. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. That was a nice shot, a little bit, kind of through the stick a little bit, through a little screen. Wasn't really expecting it, to be honest, just because from how far out he was. Yeah. But yeah, luckily I got my toe on that one as well.
Exactly. Okay, so now, how much are you learning from Nolan Meyer, especially when it comes to handling the puck in behind the net? Because that's something that is so valuable that he does with the team, and you're getting that right about now.
Yeah, for sure. Not only have I learned that, but every day in practice when we come to the rink, we always have a nice chat in the morning, and he's really brought me under his wing this year, and I can't even describe how much I've learned from him. Just I really want him to get that record as well, just because I think he's the best goalie in the league, and for me to be his backup this year and just learn everything that I can, I can't even describe it in words. It's been unreal.
Now, a lot of folks may not realize, but you have some bragging rights after tonight because your brother, Noah, is a member of the Hurricanes. He's not playing for them right now, but he is one of their prospects, is he not?
Yeah, he is.
Do you get to dig it in on him a little bit?
Oh, for sure. I'll be going home, and I'll not let him hear the end of it.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. But growing up, as you said, you have season tickets. You had guys billeted at your place with your folks. Who are some of the guys that have been billeted by your family that have been Saskatoon Blades in the past?
We've had lots of players. Troy Tremblay, a goalie. That was pretty cool because obviously I was starting to be a goalie at that age.
Yeah.
We had Nolan Reed as well and Jackson Caller. And, of course, now Charlie Wright lives in my house as well.
What's that like, having a present-day teammate in your house?
It's great, yeah. I just feel like because he's now at my house, our relationship has just been getting stronger. And, obviously, he's a D-man as well, so I have to communicate with him. He has to communicate with me. And like we live together, it just seems easy now.
Okay, so you want Nolan Meyer to get that record. Everybody wants him to get that career wins record. But you also want games, too. You want to be able to play some, too. And the more you play like you've done your last couple of starts, the more likely you're going to get some opportunities down in important situations as this season continues, right?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, I wasn't playing my best, but now that I'm getting more games and starting to see what the league's kind of all about, it's been good, and I just try to take it one game at a time and one shot at a time as well, and tonight was a great outcome, same with my last start, but at all. It's all one game at a time.
Last one. How much more difficult is the Western Hockey League compared to the AAA league, the under-18 league that you played with the contacts?
Yeah, it's a lot different. Just the speed, it's not even close to midget AAA. And just guys are a lot older and stronger, more mature, can shoot the puck harder as well, and they're not afraid to get in front, just like Lethbridge was tonight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot different, a lot more tiring for sure. But it's been fun this year to obviously get some games and get a few wins here at Sestel.
Good stuff. Ethan, congratulations, man. Well done tonight. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Ethan Chadwick of the Saskatoon Blades. 29 saves on 32 shots for the victory, his fifth in his Western Hockey League career, and there's a bunch more of those to come yet in his career as he continues on. Thanks, man. We'll take a